This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. The FBI is joining with police to go after a Latino gang that's suspected of terrorizing black residents. This gang has been linked to the fatal shooting of a 14-year-old African-American girl last month. There are signs tensions may already be cooling. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
In the working-class Harbor Gateway neighborhood, there's an unofficial boundary, a street many black residents say they dare not cross unless they want to tangle with a 204th Street gang. It was on the border of their turf where police say gang members fatally shot 14-year-old Cheryl Green. Yesterday, L.A.'s Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa returned to the same street to announce a new crackdown.
No one should have to fear for their life because of the color of their skin. So we have a message for the gang leaders. We're coming with everything we have, and we're putting you out of business.
Villaraigosa stood with a host of local and federal enforcers, including FBI Director Robert Mueller and the city attorney, who says he'll seek a gang injunction. That way, police can arrest known members of the 204th Street gang if they're seen in public together. Police Chief William Bratton was there, too.
We're not messing around this time. Our intent is to get the job done.
Officials staged their show of force in front of the Del Amo Market, the only convenience store for miles. At the same spot a few hours earlier, a group of activists and neighbors gathered to sign a peace treaty. Among them was Cheryl Green's mother, Charlene Lovett. Despite her grief, she says she's optimistic about the pledge for black and brown unity.
I see peace in this community. It's starting now. I want to be able to knock on my neighbor's door and just say, hello, how are you today?
The treaty was originally built as a truce by gangbangers with a reputation for attacking blacks in the area, but leaders of the 204th Street gang were conspicuously absent from the event, which was organized by community activist Najee Ali.
They did not want to come out publicly and participate because they are fear that they could be arrested, but we have met and they have agreed to a pledge of peace.
That didn't exactly comfort neighbors like 21-year-old Derek Thomas, who's African-American.
We didn't see no gangbanger sign, so we don't know how to take it.
Yesterday, however, Thomas crossed into the 204th Street gang's territory, encouraged by the stepped-up enforcement.
This probably won't take some people to go to jail like that, and it'll be more safe for people to come out here to the store because this is like one of the targets right here.
Do you ever come to the store?
No, not at all. Came down here when I was a young boy, and they told me not to come back, and from then I ain't never came back.
Many Latinos in the neighborhood, like Beatriz Villa, also say they're afraid to go outside because of the violence.
Lo dudo. No creo.
Villa says she doubts the police can do much about the gangs. She says they have yet to find whoever killed her brother-in-law, Arturo Ponce. The 34-year-old immigrant was gunned down in front of his house just days before Cheryl Green was killed. Down the street, Luis Valverde says he doesn't think the 204th Street gang can be stopped by the police, the FBI, or anyone else who takes them on.
They don't take it seriously. I mean, they think you can do whatever you want, but we're not going to stop. It's crazy out here. It's a war zone.
Mayor Villaraigosa plans to meet with the FBI director today to talk about how the feds can help stop the gangs in L.A. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
A note, just 10 years ago, the LAPD arrested more than 100 gang members in this exact neighborhood. The police even won an award for their work. Now the problems are back, and they're looking for a new solution.